B'tochen for Life, Shir number 137, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayeschanan. We are discussing the fourth level of B'tochen, the level of Machase, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my shelter. And we just wanted to mention, one of our listeners asked, that if there are 10 levels, and we're only holding by the fourth level, then we're a very far cry from reaching the end of the levels of B'tochen. We have to understand that B'tochen is not about reaching the end. That's not the point. B'tochen is an emotional feeling, like we've said many times. And the only way to internalize an emotional feeling is with time, to repeat to yourself and remind yourself the concepts. Because again, the entire world is telling you subconsciously that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Machsi. And you have to rely on something else, on the government, on the police, on your money, on your lack, on your security system, something else besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the only way to counteract that is to slowly and subtly bring into your life the ideas, the emotional feelings of Hashem Machsi. It's not about reaching the end of the 10 levels of B'tochen. In Mirtz Hashem, we will reach the end. But the point is, if we hurry through it and we don't properly internalize it, we are not going to achieve the objective goal, which is to become Balei B'tochen, to walk around calm and secure, and even if a crisis arises, Rachmana Litzlan, to immediately respond in a B'tochen fashion. And that can only happen if a person develops emotional feelings of B'tochen, which are only attained with time and practice. B'tochen is something that we have to work on constantly, but work on it slowly, not forcing it, not trying to advance quickly, because then a person, Rahman al-Islam, will fall back. These 10 levels are pointers to help a person understand where he is holding in B'tochen. And we have to also realize that there are certain areas in our life that we are going to be on one level, and certain areas in our life that are going to be at another level. Because B'tochen is about comfortability. And you have to be comfortable with the level that you are holding on, with the way that you relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So some people are more nervous about Parnasa and less nervous about health. And some people are nervous about what's going to happen with the economy and about social pressures and these kind of things. In many areas in life, we might have different levels of B'tochen based on the situation that we are faced with. So when we get better acquainted with the proper approach to different scenarios, we will automatically, subconsciously, know how to respond in the situation that we are faced with. And that is why we are internalizing every level and trying to open it up in the best possible fashion. That we should be comfortable with it, and we should know how to respond, and we shouldn't have to go through the calculations every time we are, Rahmana Litzlan, faced with a challenge. So as we said, the level of Machsi, to internalize properly, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a constant love for us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu never gets distracted, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all-powerful. When we say all-powerful, we are not saying theoretically that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can save us if He wants. All-powerful means HaKadosh Baruch Hu can and will save us right now. And that brings an attitude of Machsi. I have someone taking care of me. The most powerful force that exists in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But He will only show me that He is Machsi when I internalize that and feel the Machsi. And that's the objective. To feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's endless love, endless power, and Hashem's focus on me. And when I realize that, I will settle down under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shelter.